Oh, just giving yourself a chance to come back. Just come back to yourself. Coming back to yourself. Like the oldest meditation question is, who am I? Who am I? And it's another way to work with this idea of coming back to ourself. What is this self? What is this I that I am? It's like it's not a question for the mind. It is a question that we emit in order for what we are to answer. And the answer is in the heart. The answer is in the heart of your being. The answer is your being. I am that I am. So just letting yourself land deeper and deeper into your heart. It is so vast. Dare I say, it is cozy. It is very, very cozy to come back home into the center of your sacredness, into this deeper level of reality in which you are one. You are wearing a body. You are carrying a mind. Right? There is a body and there is a spirit. But what bridges them together is the heart. What bridges them together is the soul that you are. The love that you are and that you share with the creator of which you are an extension. You are an extension of the love And that's amazing because all that love wants to do is extend itself, expand bigger and bigger. Love doesn't need to choose between two things. Love doesn't need to separate its energy between different things. Your heart can simply expand in order to be able to include more things. And allow your heart to expand. That's where we're at. That's where we're at in our evolution right now. This is the quantum leap we're in. Will you allow your heart, your sacred heart, to be your true center? Because this is the beauty of your heart. It's not going to leave any part of you behind. They're all going to be included. They're all going to be loved. Including the body, including the mind. Nothing gets left behind. The heart simply expands bigger so it can include it all. The love and the peace and the joy that reside deep in the Sacred Heart space have no opposite. This is not a place of opposites. This is a place where everything can be as it is and be loved as it is. Nothing here is considered unworthy of receiving the love that you are. Just keep allowing yourself to just, it's like the mind doesn't know what that's going to look like, and that's okay. And our minds are often afraid of it because they're sure that they're going to be left behind, just like they tried to leave behind the heart. It just doesn't understand that that's not, you know, the heart has reasons that reason will never understand. The heart's love is exponential. And this is what we want to cultivate more and more, that Sacred Heart expansion, that joyful soul expansion, allowing more and more of this frequency deep in your heart space to expand, to be all around you, to exude from you into the environment, allowing all things to be as they are. And yet, offering all things the possibility of calibrating themselves with the frequency you're bringing to the table, a frequency of harmony. A frequency of expanded consciousness. A frequency of divine love that unifies, that sees, that sees the spark of life and the soul in all of life. Breathing with it, breathing as one. Let's just do this for a little while, just. It's like we're breathing with our heart. We are breathing as one with all of the universal intelligence, with all of the soul intelligence. Breathing as one with divine love. And the deep desire of creation to extend itself, extend its love. Like the rays of a multi-dimensional sun, deep, deep, deep in your heart. Inhaling, bringing your awareness deep into that multidimensional sun. Exhaling, just traveling with your consciousness, the rays of that sun. It's like that central sun, that multidimensional sun at the center of your heart is grounded deep into the earth, connected to the sun, connected to the heart of 5D Earth. And it is anchored. Into the heart of Source. You are a vessel. As a consciousness incarnated on Earth at this time, you are a vessel taking part in this incredible, incredible process of evolution. Of spiritualizing matter, of bringing, of anchoring high frequency energies and dimensional realities into much denser frequencies. And that is sublime. Now feel that heart expansion. That is sublime. Thank you. Thank you for this willingness to be a vessel to this process. Thank you for your willingness to be a conduit, to be a pillar through which the love of creation, the heart of creation, can beam down its love into the denser fields of reality. Lifting them up into more harmonious states. Just giving yourself a chance to open up to feeling that harmony chakra, that command center between the heart and the throat. An energy center that is all about seeking the highest level of harmony in all situations. Oh yeah. There's a blend of the Orion particles and the sixth dimensional particles that directly feed the development and expansion of this energy center. And the more you can be centered in your heart space, the more you are in a conscious decision of being a pillar through which divine love can be anchored deeper and deeper into physical reality, into emotional reality, into mental reality, the more that chakra can really kick into gear. Opening up this energy door through intention to receiving the frequency of these particles. Its color is bright turquoise. Do your best to feel the clairsentience chakra, which is between the plexus and the heart, and the harmony chakra, which is between the heart and the throat. Do your best to actually feel the relation between these two. And what is the bridge between them? It is the love in the heart. When we are able to feel the repercussions of what we are emitting, it's easier to choose. To choose what will bring more love. When we can feel to truly feel love. How can we wish anything else to others than that when we have reconnected to such a deep understanding of how sacred we all are? We offer love because when you feel in your clairsentience chakra what that does to other people, of course the choice becomes obvious. Because let's not forget, at the heart level, you also realize that it is all one. It is all one. Whatever love you give is love you are giving to yourself. So just kind of play around a little bit right now. It's like the feeling that clairsentience ability to feel the effects of what you emit, that heart center, that multi-dimensional sun. All it wants to do is beam divine love onto everything. Recognize everything for what it is, an expression of the I am, an expression of love. And that harmony chakra that allows you to have influence, to have influence in this world by deciding how you will interact with it, how you choose to see it. There is a lot of love and a lot of consciousness waking up in this world right now. Do you see it? Do you see the harmony, the process through which there's a deeper and deeper seeking of harmony? How can you make your life more harmonious? What can you lighten up? How much light and love can we give to the mind? So it can build structures that are so, so much more simple and light and fluid. Letting the six-dimensional particles and the Orion particles intermix with all the other ones, the adamantine ones, which are all about reopening the deep, deep, deep sacred heart space embodied so well by the Lemurian civilization, allowing the crystal particles, celestial and terrestrial, to circulate through you, through the physical doors and through the energetic doors. The solar particles and all these pranic particles, they're always all around you, they're in you. They're in every life form. They're generated by every life form. All of these particles, all of this, it's almost like, imagine that there's like a huge universe in all of your body. And every single star of that universe is just these particles. And they're just able to freely move around and feed all the systems. Feed all the systems. Feed the organs and the glands. Feed the physical systems. Feed your nervous system, your lymphatic system, digestive, blood, bones. We've already made the choice. You wouldn't come on calls like this if you hadn't already made the choice to be a pillar through which higher dimensional frequencies can get anchored here. You've already said yes. Now this is just about saying yes to allowing these doors to open wider, saying yes to allowing these particles to flow into you and through you. letting all of this work together. So we've got that clairsentience chakra and that harmony chakra. And let's remember that that harmony chakra and the chakra at the base of the neck and the one on top of the crown, they are all in your mental body, and your mental body is being called to evolve. It is being called to harmonize the lower mind and the higher mind, harmonize the part of the mind that thinks in a box and allow it to open up to the frequency of the higher mind that thinks in fractals. This harmonization of the mental body is the gateway. It is the most important gateway to enter 4D. Just like harmonizing the frequency of your heart is how you permanently relocate into 5D. So it's like we're just saying yes and allowing these particles to come into these energy centers. There's so much going on in the heart, and just really holding the space and amplifying it right now. Faster and faster. The visual I see is just so beautiful. It's just a vast multidimensional sun. The beams are multicolored. Your heart is so precious and sacred. So it's like, may we gaze. It's like the most powerful experience for your mind that will bring it back to harmony and unity is to gaze at the heart and realize, oh my God, I am at your service. Try to feel how much love your heart has for your mind and your body. So this is the journey from the head to the heart. You know, it's the journey from having gotten lost in our heads to coming back to our hearts, to coming back home and realizing the joy, the love and the joy that wait for you there. The love and joy that's like, it's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're home. Come, come in my arms. Let me hold you, sweet child of mine. Sure. Our process at this point is just to bring more and more harmony and simplicity into our lives. So that the mind can rest from having tried so hard to manage it all. When so much of what it was trying to manage simply dissolves once you come back to the heart. Just let yourself feel into this. What in your life could you harmonize? Could you make more simple and fluid simply by allowing your heart and your soul to guide you? Simply by being this presence that it's almost like you can hold the mind and let it know, hey, I got you. I got you. Let's get some guidance. You've worked hard enough. Let's allow the heart to guide us so we can create fluid, nurturing structures. maybe you receive information, maybe it's more like a feeling. A feeling or a frequency, like a and let's even make it a request. It's such a simple request. I am willing to let my soul guide me. Guide me into creating structures with more fluidity and harmony. You know, love isn't complicated. Love lives in the moment. Love knows. It knows. It knows what it is. It knows that love heals all wounds. There's no need to force anything or fix anything or control things or plan them or organize them. It is about allowing a much higher intelligence to kick into gear. It is about allowing the intelligence of your cells and the intelligence of the universe to run through you, to be given the space that they need. It is about honoring them. And it's also about honoring intellectual intelligence. And in order to honor the intellect, the key, let's say, ingredient is to recognize its true function, which is not to try to organize everything. It is to accept its role as a servant to God, as a servant to your soul. It is to accept, and that is an awesome role. This is not demeaning or degrading. The egoic structure might want to believe that. But you are not. You are not that egoic structure. You are the consciousness. You are the I am that I am within, holding all of that. Just coming back to the heart a little bit more. That beautiful, beautiful heart, that multidimensional sun, able to beam all of the frequencies, allowing all of these doorways through which the particles can come in and circulate through you to open up more and more, allowing all of the energetic doorways, the chakras, to open up more and more to receiving these particles. Big hearts. Just letting that peace wash over you. Letting the love that you are find all its place within your body. Coming back to yourself. Allowing that question, who am I, to always bring you deeper into your heart center. Just really feeling that your center is your heart. Just like really, please, as much as you think about it, taking the time to just come back to your heart. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're doing, you're in the bathroom, you're cooking something, you're driving your car, who am I? Just come back to your heart. Letting this be the center that will feed all of the systems within you, whether they be your physical body, your subtle bodies, your emotional system, your mental system, whatever system. This is how we make our way to expanding more and more and elevating the frequency more and more, so that even these two other chakras that I haven't mentioned a lot, so that they too can start flowering and activating. So you can feel more and more your direct connection with Source, your direct connection to creation, your absolute unity with all of life and with what is often called Christ consciousness. Just this level of love that is so vast, it is able to love everything. Oh, that's so yummy. So just offering this to all of your body. Just offering this to all of you. Your physical body, all your subtle bodies, all your aura. Feeding the boundaries of your aura with this love, allowing this to extend itself beyond your boundaries. You're not extending yourself out of your boundaries, but this love, this frequency that you're emitting, let it flow into all of the reality around you. Whew. Waves and waves and waves. Right. Take your time, slowly, slowly and super consciously, just very consciously move your body. Nice and slowly. So gentle. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your body. Be gentle with your mind. Woohoo, that was awesome. All right, I'm pretty much right on time. It's exactly on the hour. If you want to share something, you can, or we can end the call now. Like, of course, I enjoy you sharing, and it's good to share, but I couldn't stop so that we would have time to share. And I don't want to stop the flow until it stops, so. Caro?
That was really nice at the beginning. That was hard to, a little bit harder to connect, but I was able to, not as hard as some. Okay, that was good. And the last 15, it's like if something really kicked in, it's shifted. And it was really strong on both sides of the head.
Nice.
And at some point, it's like if kind of a big window opened, and it was all purple, but it's like if I was really seeing there was beings, tall beings, and everything was purple. Like, so that was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's nice.
That's why it's good that the meditations are long, you know. That's why we want to do them at least an hour solid, because it's like at a certain point the mind lets go and then stuff opens up. That purple is very, like, were they like 2 meter plus kind of thing? How tall were they? Or is that too mental of a question?
No, they were kind of the shape of humans, okay, humanoid. They were kind of dark, but it was like the purple was a dull purple. And so but they were dark purple, kind of, okay, but the entire, it's like if I was, as if I was seeing everything in dull, you know, like those glasses. Mm. Okay, but it's like if everything was, all of a sudden, everything that was open was like that, but that's a dull purple, like a dark purple. Okay. And they were really tall, really, really, as if they didn't fit the screen.
Okay.
Way taller than me. So they were there. That was just, wow, just, that's what it was.
Definitely worth exploring, right? Because like that's chakra that we worked on last month. That's part of one of the things that does, right? It's kind of like a multidimensional door, and it's really allows you to talk with higher frequency beings more easily. So we'll have fun in 2 weeks setting up some clear discernments, right? So we can kind of, you know, feel into things. It doesn't feel negative to me at all. So, you know, it feels more like awe, like.
All right, you know, that kind of feeling. They're probably like related to where you're from too, like.
They're probably what?
They're probably related to where you're from too. Like what's coming in from you right now is like a lot of like, you've had a pattern, a big part of your life that's about feeling like you were too tall. You know, like, and I think part of that isn't just about your humanoid body here as Caroline. You know, you know, it's weird how these patterns play out, you know, but it's like, that's what's coming in right now. I'm kind of like, uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So much. Cause yes, there's always that thing where I'm taking lots of, yes, I'm there. I'm tall. I'm and not just physical. And so some people like, No, it does resonate a lot. Because with them, I felt cool. They were way taller than me, but I felt their height in a way. There's also something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Anyway, wow. Thanks.
Coming into contact with our families, and I don't know what the right word to use would be, our kin, maybe. Anyways. Very cool. Anybody else want to share something? You don't have to. It's not an obligation. It's just if you want to.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, since we've been working with the particles, I find I haven't seen them as much, but this time I could really feel and see them, and the whole multicolored flame heart was really beautiful, and I could feel I got some clarity about things that I shouldn't be doing or that I should, you know. That's really nice. At some point too, it's like the, you were talking about the mind, and it felt like I had like a, I don't know how to say it in English, in centrifugeuse. Like a centrifugal spinning thing. And it was spinning one way in my mind and then the other, and then both at the same time. It's just like,
yeah, you're like, my mind's getting blended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah, no, that. Yeah, that's such a good question to ask ourselves, right? Like, how can I make things simpler? Like more fluid, you know, how can I find more fluidity and harmony and simplicity in my life? Like, because that's one of the things we're being, more and more, that's what we're gonna be called to do. Like, a lot of the problems in our world are from overcomplexification, right? We create something, it has problems, then we're like, then we think we need to create something else to fix the problem, and then that creates three other problems, and then we need to create, like, it's like, oh my God. How can we just come back to basics and like what makes sense here, you know? Like, so I've really felt that strong at a certain point, like the I was like, woo! Oh my God. Yeah,
well, it's
good.
It's
so good for clarity. Yes,
yeah, it's funny because I'm wearing the shirt from my zipline job.
Okay,
but I kind of felt this even before we started the meditation. It was just this clarity of like, actually, like, my heart doesn't want to go back there, and like it would be way easier if I just didn't, and my ego's like, blah, 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 but it's like, wait, actually,
blender. So this is one of your cues, right? Like, this, yeah, potentially how you're gonna, like, how you can gauge, like, the heart tells you something, the mind goes into a blender. That's a pretty much a good sign that it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, thank you.
Good. I like that you got some nice clarity about something. Cool.
Okay. In my case, had a lot of tingling throughout
the whole thing, or most of it anyways. I have problems visualizing the color turquoise. You know, it would come, but it wouldn't stick. So it's like, okay, well, whatever. Also, it took me quite a while to visualize the heart sun. So it was more challenging today. But the tingling was quite nourishing. It felt like. So I was just like letting those particles come in wherever they wanted to come in, and just,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like sparkly ginger ale or whatever in my body and around my body.
Yeah, cool.
So
like, would you? It was a more feeling kind of session than, you know, because it's like it doesn't matter if you can, you know, we get lost a little bit sometimes in the, I'm having difficulty like doing the visualization, but it's like, you know, your multidimensional self like is already working on it in another way, you know, like I think you were feeling it more than seeing it, and that's fine. Yeah, right, they're just cues, like, right?
Yeah,
they're just images to play with.
Usually it's the reverse of more into the visual.
Well, interesting, yeah. Well, that's extra interesting then. That means it's actually able to go even deeper in the body and the field without having to kind of go through the mental imagery, which is pretty cool.
Good. Well, there you go.
Cool.
Oh, by the way, one more thing. It was so funny because this morning I was still a bit in fever mode, where like waking up and going back to sleep and being a bit like high, and I literally saw Camille's body like fill with turquoise energy, and I was like, oh, that must be the Julie call thing.
Funny.
So it was in you, it was you seeing it, but yeah.
That's why we were having trouble seeing the turquoise. She saw it all for you.
Oops.
Sorry. No, I'm kidding.
I'm accepting whatever is happening.
Good. Cool. All right. Well, I think the other people on the call look very chill. And there's no need to share it. That looks like it would be hard to get up and even go click on the unmute button. So let's not do that. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have Bye. A good evening. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, merci.